The sun is out, a little bit of cloud as well, but we're looking forward to a huge day one, as is our next guest, whose phone just is ringing, but he's going to have a chat to us here, Andrew Bobbin, and it's great to see Andrew. He's got a good team over the next 3 days. Great to see you here, mate. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Thank you for having me on. Yes, certainly a carnival that I focus on. A stable that's developing our jumpers and having pretty good success. So this is where we want to be running them and getting good results.
I was just talking to you off air about that and the fact that you said your property, your training establishment is perfect for training jumpers.
Well, the biggest challenge with jumpers is they're obviously older horses, so keeping them sound. And we've got a big sand dune, 100 acres of heavy sand. And I think the last couple of years we've really developed as a stable with jumpers, and they're all sound, and longevity is the challenge with them, and so far so good.
You got Mighty Oasis in the Briley today, and Tommy Ryan, we spoke to him a little earlier about the game plan today is to try and not let Stern Idol get too far away.
I'm happy with that, Tommy. Yeah, we'll just have a yarn about that, but I think that is the right tactic. If Stern Idol just bowls along and has it all his own way, he's going to be extremely hard to beat, and there's no doubt that he is the class horse of the field, but you've only got to go back through Mighty Oasis's runs, and he's a warnable specialist here. Winning form is good form, and he's back down in the weights again, so he's got a decent enough pull on Stern Idol, so we'll leave it up to Tommy. We're very nippy around those turns, which is the real warnable benefit, and the horse is absolutely jumping out of his skin.
He's an $8 chance. Do you give him a realistic hope of turning over Stern Idol?
Well, Stern Idol has his flaws. We've seen that before, but I'm under no illusions of the quality of Stern Idol. He's a horse that I do admire. I did deliberately buy his younger half-brother at a sale a year or so ago. So he's a horse that I really like. But Mighty Oasis, he's a bit what I call the people's champ. He fronts up, tries his heart out every single time, and he's a warnable specialist. So we're going to be certainly there swinging.
Is the brother as big as Stern Idol?
Unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. He got a extremely rare bowel disease vets couldn't diagnose, and eventually did work it out. So it didn't work out well there. But regardless of that, Stern Idol is certainly a horse that I look up to. But we're going to be doing our best to knock him off today.
Oh, I like how you've got a nice partnership with OTI, Terry Henderson as well. You've got a few in their colours going around, including Extra Elusive in the first jumps race. What kind of jumper is that boy?
Over the hurdles, he's amazing. He's very, very good in the air. It sort of makes up half a length every time he jumps one. So if you do the maths on that, then that's an advantage in his health. Had good European form. He's travelled all over the world to race, and we've run second in a couple of country cups this time in. Certainly very fit. These unexposed jumpers, it's always a bit of you're not sure as to how it's going to play out. But he's done plenty of schooling, and the fitness is no worry. So I think Divine Moon, he'll run along a bit, yeah. So there should be plenty of pace. And Will Gordon, he does it both ways, on the flat as well as over the jump. So I think that's an advantage to have Will on him, and he'll run a very good race.
Well, there's been a bit of specking, so you've got some confidence. He's been backed into 460.
Yeah, well, as I said, it's a bit of a lottery sometimes, yeah. These untried horses over the hurdles, but one thing is he jumps well and he's fit, so hopefully he can put it all together and be running a good race.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, you've got Duke of Bedford, who looks hard to beat, goes around in the Dunrowe.
An exciting chaser in the making, Duke of Bedford. He was went to the bigger fences very early in his career last year as a four-year-old, which is not the usual orthodox way to do things, but he's just really built like a chaser, and he's really developing his craft, and was an excellent winner first up there at Ballarat over the obstacles this year, and he's only 5 years old now, and he's certainly a chaser of promise. The race today has been a long-term target. I guess the flaw with him is he's a big horse, and with the twists and turns of Warrnambool, that may not suit him. He's more probably suited to a flat track like Pakenham or Sandown or Ballarat, that we saw him go very well there the other week. But regardless of that, he's fit and well. He came down here and schooled or trialled there 10 days ago or thereabouts, and Tommy Ryan was totally wrapped with him. So he would be my standout over the 3 days.
Okay, well, that's a good push. I was hoping you might say Bellex 1 because you've got a nice handle in the Grand Annual. Must be very exciting. He was going to be pressing Stern Idol today, but you've decided to pull him out of the Briley and just focus on the Grand Annual.
100%. Had a yarn to his owner, Sandy McGregor, and he said, I've won a couple of Brileys. Let's focus on the Annual. Unknown territory, 5,500 metres, but we've certainly whopped the work into him at the farm, and he looks great. He's trialled very well. His two flat runs have been very good, and it's a very long year to go. So that's what we thought would focus on the Annual, and he certainly fits right into that field. The question is, of course, the 5,500 metres, but the horse is going extremely well, and that's one for me to be looking forward to at the end of the week.
Well, the market says he's $5 second favourite. Now, Stern Idol is the favourite, but there's no guarantee he's actually going to line up. So you could find yourself with the favourite in the Grand Annual.
It'd be pretty exciting. The pictures we saw last year when the McCarthy boy, the Irishman, won on Rockstar Ronnie, they give you goosebumps. And to be something like a scenario like that, that's something that I certainly aspire to.
For a trainer like yourself, what would it mean to win one of our most iconic races?
It'd probably mean we get a better quality of horse into the which is what we're aspiring to do. But yeah, Sandy McGregor, OTI, we've mentioned those two in this conversation. There's some big boppers that have shown faith in me and my operation. So it's all about results, and that'd be a great result for us. But we won't get ahead of ourselves. We're day by day, and make sure that we can present the horses at the races in good shape, and winners is the way to get business through the gate. But if we could win an Annual, then that'd be a good start.
You might stay down that night.
Yeah, I've got it penciled, Ed. Speaking of, Terry Anderson just arrives on the set here now.
Actually, I'll jump on Terry. He was just talking about what a great owner you are to have in the in the stable. Might need to take that pork pie hat off to fit that in over the top. Terry, great to see you here, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Good.
He was just discussing extra elusive. He gives us sneaky hope to in the first year. What are your thoughts?
Well, I only parrot what he says, of course. he's had an interesting history, but Andrew's done a remarkable job on the back of some early work by Weary to get him here today, because I think you'd agree at 12 months ago this horse didn't have a racing career, and all of a sudden he does.
Well, second in two country cups over the last couple of months, and as we touched on before, he's a very good jumper, but it's all very new to him, so we'll know in about an hour's time.
And the connection between Andrew and yourself, it goes back a fair way, doesn't it?
It goes back a long way. He used to run around a very attractive young lady called Francesca Camani with a camera.
He's not the first, but not that way.
But he was getting paid to do it. That was the difference.
Yes. You were working with Francesca as a cameraman.
Yeah, that was when based in the UK. We worked for CNN, the global broadcaster, and they had a racing show. And I think I first met Terry, it might have been at the Ark or somewhere like that. It'd be 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah. And always had aspirations for doing what I am now. And then I came back from the UK, was with Gay, and then down with Matt Kamani in Ballarat, and Terry was one of the first who came on board with a horse. So still working on him to get one of these big top-notch imports, but we'll get there.
How many have you got this week, Terry, running over the bull?
That's 12.
12?
12, yes, including another good one of Andrew's Belt Hill in the 1400 later in the week. But no, we've got a good week. It was slight last year. The year before we had a winner on each of the days, so looking forward to that repeating itself.
Who do you think's your best couple over the 3 days?
Look, I'm a big fan of Belt Hill, as Andrew knows. He's a very talented horse. Look, I think today, in race 7, Guido, who...
Mark Hunter's tipped it.
Has he?
$16.
No, well, look, he was favourite in the Jericho and had to be pulled out on the day of the race. But his last run was very good, and look, he's really been working well. So he's certainly in the race.
And I'm just going to have a look at the odds of Belt Hill on Thursday. Goes around in race number 8 for those who want to have a little early play. A $12 chance.
Yeah.
I think he's won 5 from 10 since being in Australia, and he certainly gives his all in every race. 1,400 metres seems to be about his distance at the moment. And the important thing to look at there is he's down in the weights. He's been carrying big imposts around in restricted races, but now he's in an open handicap with 54.5 and the in-form Harry Coffey. So a bit in his favour.
Well, Andrew, good luck, mate. You've got to go and settle this first hopeful winner up here. And, Terry, I hope your best of the week is Warmonger in the Derby come Saturday. So fingers crossed.
Well, we've recovered from last week, Michael.
Well, only just. Anyway.
Thank you, Michael. Cheers.
Andrew, good to see you, mate.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Thanks.